FM, Daphne Fairhope Mobile.
Two rulings, impeachment probe. I'm Ann Cates. Two major developments from the courts today in the impeachment inquiry.
A federal judge has ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to appear before Congress in a setback to President Trump's effort to keep his top aides from testifying. The outcome could lead to a renewed push by House Democrats for testimony from other high-ranking officials. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court is shielding the president's financial records from House Democrats for now. The delay allows the justices to decide how to handle the House subpoena and a similar demand from the Manhattan District Attorney at the same time. The court's action probably means Democrats will not have the records before an expected vote on impeachment by year's end. Bill Michaels, Washington.
And the findings so far of the probe into President Trump's dealings with Ukraine will be made public after Thanksgiving. Correspondent Manu Raju.
Adam Schiff, the House Intelligence Committee chairman, sent a detailed letter to all of his colleagues laying out what they believe they have found through the course of this investigation that has been going on for 2 months. And he makes very clear that they are now putting together a report detailing the findings of their investigation and will submit that report to the House Judiciary Committee soon after Congress returns from a Thanksgiving recess that it's happening this week.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is now recovering at home after being treated at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore for chills and a fever. Correspondent Joan Biskupic.
I expect that she'll be back on the bench on Monday, next Monday, when the court resumes hearing cases. So this is all a very good sign, given that she spent 2 nights in the hospital over the weekend. But, you know, the consequences, if she were to feel the need to retire, are so significant.
A rally today on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up triple digits by 191 points. The S&P 500 gained 23. The NASDAQ up 113 points. I'm Ann Cates.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-423-4557. That's 800-423-4557, 800-423-4557, or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A new survey suggests that most adults won't be spending any more on the holidays.
Bankrate senior analyst Mark Hamrick says concerns about the economy or personal finances may be behind the reluctance to shell out more on holiday prep this year.
While retail sales may grow overall, a lot of Americans are cautious.
The survey says the reasons are about evenly split. Roughly one in four say they're trying to save money. Many say they don't have as much money as last year. Some say they're trying to pay off debt, while others note they're concerned about the future of their own finances or the economy. I'm Jan Johnson.
The first cargo-carrying robot marketed directly to consumers is on sale this holiday season. The Italian company that makes the Vespa scooter is offering the Gita, describing it as a hands-free carrier that can hold produce and other objects as it follows its owner down a sidewalk. I'm Ann Cates.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-814-1500. 800-814-1500. 800-814-1500.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will become mostly cloudy tonight. Low temperatures will be around 50 degrees at daybreak. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy and warmer with highs in the mid-70s. And the outlook for Wednesday, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Tuesday on This Morning, America's First News. The Trump administration may be mired in impeachment proceedings, but the president and fellow Republicans continue to claim victories in one arena, flipping courts with judicial nominees. Also, the mystery illness that's affecting tens of millions of people around the globe, and how Dunkin' fans are hoarding foam cups. Tuesday on This Morning, America's First News. Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Get your day started with me tomorrow morning from 4 to 6 on FM Talk 106.5.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome to the Car Doctor Show. This is the Car Doctor, Kevin Raymond, along with Tom Claxton. You have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. Show is brought to you by UJ Chevrolet, Mobile's oldest GM dealer, Alabama Pipe and Supply, your CBD store in West Mobile, and Ed's Seafood Shed.
Fantabulous Seafood Shed. That's just unbelievable.
And speaking of Ed Seafood Shed, don't you?
We have this Nick DeMario. Nick, you on board with us, buddy?
Let's get What's going on there, Mr. Tom?
Yeah. Good to hear from you, big guys. You guys have got a lot going on over there at the Ed Shed. You know, it's Christmas time, and when we get to talking about Christmas time, we talk about toys for tots. What part are you guys going to play this year?
Yeah, we're going to have the Marines out, and I believe it's, what's the 7th and 8th?
Right. Yeah, December the 7th and 8th.
7th and 8th, the Marines are going to be out there from 8 o'clock in the morning. They'll actually be at the restaurant all day, but we are starting off at 8 o'clock because, you know, we do breakfast from 8 to 11.
Right.
Rise and Shine breakfast, and actually Santa is going to be on a sleigh. I think you guys have actually worked on a sleigh, the Car Doctor, and got it up and going and running. And
we put a new jetpack on it.
Yeah,
yeah, man. And so Santa will be there early. Folks can get pictures with Santa and be able to drop off some toys for the kids and, you know, support an awesome group of guys. The local Marine group here, man, they came in and they're like, man, we need to find a drop-off place. And I said, no, we're going to do a big party. Let's get Santa here. Let's do breakfast. And we're doing it, man. So it's a really cool deal.
That's awesome, Nick. It's really neat that you guys are doing that at Seafood Shed on the Causeway. But now you also are using Sunset Point as a drop-off for toys as well?
Yeah, Sunset Point over there in Fly Creek Marina. That's our other restaurant. You know, we have four restaurants. They're welcome to drop off at any of the restaurants, but Sunset Point over in Fairhope, Fly Creek Marina, and then Ed's. You know, we've got Panini Pete's in Fairhope, and we also have Squid Ink on Dolphin Street, but the two main drop-offs will be those restaurants.
That is so neat. Now, the breakfast, you're started having breakfasts on Saturdays and Sundays. You're not open for breakfast Monday through Friday.
No, just Saturday and Sunday. You know, actually, I think that was your idea. You said, hey, I need a place to go tell lies. And I said, well, we'll open for breakfast for Tom on Saturday and Sunday. I think we saw you there last week with the local graduate Marine, didn't we?
I sure did. We had our newest young Marine, Mr. John Williams, our city councilman. He and his wife were retired Army officers. And it kind of tickled me that their young son would go into the Marine Corps enlisted rather than trying to go in the officer candidate, OCS, officer candidate school. He said, no, I want to start at the bottom and work my way up. He said, I want to be a real Marine. I said, well, you my kind of man.
There you go.
Yeah, man, he was a really nice young man. I hope that everybody this Thursday when they're eating turkey and enjoying their meal really – reflect on all that y'all do at the Scuttlebutt Network as far as talking about the Marines and the armed services and all that they do so that we can get thanks.
Well, Nick, that's one of the things that we try to do with the Scuttlebutt Network is try to keep it in front of our listening audience out there and let them realize that, you know, that flag still waves in the breeze, but it's not the air that's blowing against the wind from our dead veterans that are still blowing that flag.
Oh, man, you guys have done awesome. I mean, you know Pete's tie-in with the Navy Entertainment and all that he does, and just being friends with the Scuttlebutt Network, and y'all helped inspire us even further as far as really, really getting behind the local Marines and helping out. That's what Ed Shedd's about, is just really, really, really being real and getting behind the people who protect that flag, and we're just blessed to even be part of it.
Well, we're blessed to have you guys being a part of it, because you're always there. You always step up when we have a need and we have a charitable event or something that needs to be taken care of and advanced forward. Y'all are always at the front of the line. We just had that walk down at Lifeline Counseling at Bienville Square last week or 2 weeks ago, and you guys stepped up there and furnished the gumbo for the taste event, and it was just unbelievable that all the people that came by there that day, they couldn't understand how you guys were able to stay there and furnish the food for the whole 4 hours. And a lot of the events were shutting down after about 2 hours, you know, but they didn't realize you had a restaurant around the corner that was still cooking.
That's right. Yeah, right down the alleyway. I could step to it. I had the underhanded advantage for sure.
Yeah. one of the ladies kept coming over there, and I said, "Baby, what are you bringing in those styrofoam containers?" She says, "Fresh shrimp. They just come out." You know, he said, mm-hmm. "They won't cook those shrimp in that gumbo. They put them in just before they serve them. That way, they're fresh."
Right.
Oh yeah. Well, we hope that everybody really gets out on Saturday and Sunday to support this Toys for Tots, and you know, making an event that these local Marines are proud of, and really, really turn out for the kids. And hell, Santa's going to be there. We're going to have cornmeal pancakes. We're going to have stone ground cheese grits, chicken and waffles, beignets, you name it, man.
Man, you had some coffee. Biscuits over there. No, the Saturday was as big as a skillet.
I know it. I think he had too much. He had too much Ritz action going, man. He poured too much on the grill.
I thought that'd take a whole little one of those black skillets to cook that biscuit.
Mm-hmm. I know, man. That breakfast is so good too, man. It's just I love breakfast. I just can't eat it.
All right, well, you know, it's just unbelievable the food that you guys are serving, and now that you've got the Rise and Shine breakfast going on there at Ed's on Saturday and Sunday mornings.
Man, we've got a new menu coming, and we're introducing Causeway Hot Fish. It's our version of a Nashville hot fish over grits and greens. That's off the chain.
Unbelievable! I'll be first in line to get some of that when you get it started.
All right, buddy. Appreciate y'all. Have a great night, and hope to see all y'all out there supporting the kids.
All right. Thank you, Nick. Nick,
all right, bye-bye.
Nick Mario is the operating officer for Ed Seafood Shed and the other Panini Pete's facilities. He and Pete are partners. Mm-hmm. Just a reminder, this Toys for Tots thing, what this is you when you come to these facilities for Toys for Tots, that you bring an unwrapped toy for a kid, and then in turn the Toys for Tots 3rd Force Recon Marine Company here in town will get those toys to a charity in the Mobile area. Those toys do not leave the Mobile area. And if you want to donate any money to it rather than the toys, they will take those funds, and then those funds will go to buy toys for the next year or even at the end of this year. But the money and the toys stay in the Mobile and Baldwin County area.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's a great cause, and I don't know if anybody's noticed or not, but every time there's a need in the community, guess who steps up?
Oh, yeah. they're always
in the middle of it.
We talked to them about the fight or die rowing team now, that they're en route to Spain, mm-hmm. Row to Spain, I believe it is, to get their boats in the water so that they can row back across the ocean, the Pacific mm-hmm. Ocean. And we were able to raise $6,500. Sir?
Atlantic Ocean.
Did I say the fabulous Pacific? It's warmer. Yeah. That's what I was thinking about. One of them is warmer than the other one.
That'd be a long way around.
But they like the Atlantic because looking at it on a map, it's downhill and it's smaller than the Pacific. So that's the reason they went over there.
That's right.
It's down. You can row downhill all the way.
Of course, you got to come back. So, it's a little tough.
They can fly back.
They can fly back.
They'll ship the boat in a container. Ed's always steps up, and all of Panetti Pete's and Nick's facilities are always stepping up to help with any charitable event that we have around here. So we really appreciate them doing that. We appreciate them being sponsors on this show as well as the Scuttlebutt Network.
Yeah. I tell you, we're run out of time. It's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about some holiday travel.
Hey. Well, I got my first truck when I was 3. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man.
If you're looking for piping, two locally owned and operated companies have all the answers: Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast. APS provides construction, landscaping, civil engineering, and sewer system piping, and they pride themselves on providing prompt service and on-time delivery. Their customer service is second to none. APS also specializes in erosion control, soil and water separation, and slope and channeling control products in a variety of materials designed to fit your specific applications. Universal Precast specializes in storm boxes and industrial storm drains and covers. No job is too large or too small. Call David Jones and the professionals at Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast for all your piping needs. Located at 5721 Highway 90 West, Mobile. Call 653-1399. That's 653-1399. Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance, or if you're thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. Don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49.
And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. You have any questions, give us a call, 343-0106, or send us a text to that same number. But I know everybody's getting ready to hit the road for the holidays. One of the biggest travel days is coming up here on Wednesday, and I'm be one of them in the middle of it. So we're going out to Houston for Thanksgiving. See my son,
see
and my
boy.
Brother. Yeah,
there you go. So, but I understand from one of the articles I've been reading in the last few weeks is that this and Christmas is one of the biggest travel times and travel mm-hmm. dates. And the fact that the changes of weather that we have from the different climates, if you like, you're driving, 400, 500, 600 miles, your climate's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to get stranded somewhere out there on these highway with all this traffic,
right?
And something be wrong with your car. What if they decide to bring the car in for a safety check, like Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever, before mm-hmm. they get out of here?
Right.
What are you guys really looking for?
Well, one of the main things we're looking for is any kind of, if course, you want to look at the brakes. You want to look at your tires real close. You're checking for oil leaks, coolant leaks especially.
Coolant leaks especially, yeah.
Yeah, that's always a big thing. Belts and hoses are not as critical as they used to be. They learn how to make those, you know, way better. We don't see near as much trouble, but every once in a while you get some problems there. But, you know, and that's one of the big things is you want to make sure that your wipers are in good shape, your tires are in good shape, cooling system's good.
Right.
You know, the easiest mileage you can put on a car is on the interstate, you know, because it's steady speed, everything's up temperature, it's trucking along. But
yeah, but you could get in trouble right quick with that. And a couple of items that I think about, and that's number one, is windshield wiper blades. If you hadn't replaced them in 6 months, they need to be replaced, I would think.
Yeah.
The other thing is, on most occasions, the vehicles are going to be loaded down a little bit more than what they are when you just run it around town, and you're on the interstate. You're going to build up some excessive heat maybe in your tires, so you've got to make sure that those pressures are right.
Yeah, make sure your tire pressures are correct, and have some kind of a safety kit with you. You want a flashlight. Just the basics. I mean, you don't have to carry anything to work on the car with, but you want to have some kind of road flares or reflectors, flashlight. Make sure you got a cell phone with you.
That's got a good battery for it, or stays charged.
Exactly. You want to have some kind of information. Nowadays, you know, we don't use maps anymore. It's all on electronics now.
Right.
But have access to that to where if you need to get off the interstate, you never know when you're going to get routed off the interstate because of a wreck or whatever.
That's so true.
And, you know, it's nice to be able to punch it in and route around something through a town you know nothing about.
Oh, that's so true. Another thing that we don't want to overlook, and we certainly don't want y'all to overlook it either, is you need to take some additional water, some liquids to drink, whatever you drink, if it's Coca-Cola's or iced tea or water or whatever.
Right.
But take you some emergency drinks along in case you have to have them. Take some emergency, some cookies or some snack things that you could eat on if you needed to.
Right.
And also remember, usually if there's something wrong with the car, it's not going to run, so it won't have heat.
Right.
So you need to carry a few blankets and a few things of that nature so that if you do get stranded out there and you just have to wait 3, 4, 5 hours, you can't run that car, then make sure that you've got something there to stay warm with.
Right. And, you know, we're not going to have that problem here.
No.
But from what I understand, you're not going to have to go very far north to get into some cold weather and some bad situations there. For the holiday season. So, you know, keep your eyes open, check weather reports, know what you're running into, you know, and just be safe out there. You know, you can, you know, take your time. Don't get too crazy on the road because it's a lot better to get there an hour later than it is to not make it at all.
Well, and be real careful. We see a lot of people that get out in the left lane now, and they're called left lane hogs.
Mm-hmm.
And we see a lot of tickets being written for that now. Some of the states have passed laws where you're only allowed to be in that lane enough to pass another vehicle. Then you're supposed to get back into the right lane.
Right.
But I see so many people that are driving, 70 and 80 miles an hour, and they're not two car lengths away from a vehicle.
Right.
I don't care what happens. You're not going to have time to get on the brakes and stop and keep from hitting that vehicle in front of you.
So
if you got your family in the car and yourself as well, but let's drive a little bit, more civil, with the idea that we're going to protect ourselves and take care of our families in the cars.
Exactly, and take the time to take a break, stretch your legs. You know, don't fall asleep behind the wheel
because that thermos of coffee.
I'm going to do the same thing. I got to work Wednesday, and then we're leaving out after we.
Oh my goodness!
After our work, so it's going to be a late night.
That's a 9 hour drive or so, man.
It's about eight, eight? And with this traffic, it could probably be 9 or 10.
It could be 10.
Going through Baton Rouge is always fun, without the holidays, much
Isn't
less.
That the trip? That place is getting like Atlanta. I hate to go through it.
Yeah, it's worse, I think. You know, I've been through Atlanta a bunch, and Nashville is no fun for me. Baton Rouge is no fun, yeah. But, the key thing is just have all the information with you. You know, keep your eyes open, know what kind of weather you're running into. Make sure your car's, you know, up to the task to make the trip. And, you know, pay attention to things. You know, pay attention to your gauges and lights and that on the dash. If something starts happening, you need to find out, you know. If it's one of the late model GM vehicles and you have the service, you can always hit the OnStar button if your check engine light comes on. Then they can tell you if it's what kind of code it is and whether it's something, okay, you better get to an exit soon or you should be okay to drive it on and get it checked.
That's neat. You know, we haven't promoted that this year on there, but that's an awesome service to have available.
It is. You know, it's really a neat thing to have. You know, OnStar does some great things. You know, if you get in an accident, it's going to be calling, you know, the emergency services for you if they can't talk to you. And pretty much before you can get stopped, they're going to be asking you if you're okay. Do you need help? You know what? You know,
awesome.
And they'll be sending people out to you. You know, it's there if you need directions. It's there, you know, for, you know, say you got a check engine light on. You know, it pops up going down the road. Right, you can hit the button and talk to the advisor, and they can pull it up and find out what's
going on. They have electronic sources to reach into your computer and read whatever your codes are.
Yep.
That is unbelievable.
They're connected to the car. I mean, it's a cell phone. Basically, it's a fancy cell phone that's built into the car. But it's, you know, with that being said, it's connected to the car.
Okay.
It's not like it's in your pocket. It's part of the car. So
it's tied into your ECM, your engine control module, and I guess your BCM and all the above. So.
Yep. So, and, you know, say you get off somewhere, you know, okay, I'm going to be in Houston, you know, this weekend. I get out there and you lock your keys in the car, you lose a key.
Uh-oh.
The other key's at home.
Uh-oh.
It's 8 hours away.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's a long walk, bro.
And if you're driving. So, yeah, but one thing that OnStar can do is you can call them and they can unlock your car for you.
Say what?
Yeah, they can remotely unlock your car for you. So
another thing I run up on here recently is some of the insurance that people have on their cars will pay for having a locksmith to get in your car to get your key out of it.
Oh yeah. And it all depends on the plan you have, the coverage you have. But
I don't think you're going to get a lot of cheap policy from the general and get that, though.
No, you got to pay for these services. Yeah,
I don't think Chuck's going to do that with any of the policies he has.
No, and they may have a policy like that, but the base policy, you know, and that's something we ought to get into one of these days, too, is the insurances you have on your cars.
Mm-hmm.
And I've run into it here in the last year or so where, you know, someone gets in an accident, they have the minimum coverage, which is like $25,000, and
that won't even pay for a car now.
It won't pay for much anymore.
What if you had four cars? What if you involved and you're at fault?
That was the problem, is the vehicle that was, you know, caused the accident had minimum coverage.
Oh my God!
And there was two other vehicles involved, and it covered one of them. Didn't cover the other one.
So he got a lawsuit.
So yeah, I mean, so even though you got insurance, guess what? There's
they're only going to pay so much.
Yeah, they're only going to pay so much, and it's you're still liable for whatever you damage.
If you own anything, or you have, or you've got collateral in anything, they're going to come after it.
Or if you ever want to own anything.
Or if you ever want to, because if they get a judgment against you, they're going to file at probate court, and then that's going to be checked every time you get ready to go buy something on credit.
Right.
So, I know, because I had the extreme pleasure of filing one against a guy one time, and he tried to buy some shop equipment, and I held him up.
Yeah.
Let me bring you a check. I said, hell no. I want cash America. I want the greenbacks laying on my counter with interest and my lawyer's money.
Our buddy Bob had one against somebody, and it was probably 10 years later he wanted to.
Oh yeah, it was 7 years before I got mine.
Yeah, he wanted to sell a piece of property to do something, and Bob's like, you got to pay me,
right? You know, bring my money,
pay me.
Yeah.
So can we negotiate? No.
No. Money. Cash American.
I want cash American on right. my desk.
No checks.
Yeah, no checks, no yep. nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
No credit cards.
You pay me off yep. and we're good.
Yep. Yes, cash American and with interest and we're good.
Exactly. Exactly. We're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors and we'll be back after these messages.
Of clothes, free and easy down the road I go, hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go, free and easy down the road I go. Up.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will become mostly cloudy tonight. Low temperatures will be around 50 degrees at daybreak. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy and warmer with highs in the mid-70s. And the outlook for Wednesday, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hello, I'm WKRG News 5's Roseanne Haven. The month-long search for 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard ended in tragedy. Authorities believe they have found her remains this afternoon in Macon County, Alabama. Antoine Fisher and Ibrahim Yazid are both charged in her disappearance. She was last seen alive in surveillance video from a gas station in Auburn. Escambia County deputies have arrested a woman accused of driving under the influence with a child in the backseat of the car. Deputies say they found 33-year-old Kennedy Rod asleep in the driver's seat and a man asleep in the passenger seat. Another woman called authorities after hearing the child screaming and seeing the man and woman, quote, passed out. Ron is charged with driving under the influence and child neglect. Mississippi started selling lottery tickets today, becoming the final state to border Alabama to start a lottery. With local coverage you can count on, I'm Roseanne Haven.
It's time to go play outside.
Pretty exciting stuff. In our Go Play Outside sweepstakes, is this Benjamin Hughes?
This is him.
The folks at Gulf Coast Divers picked you as their qualifying prize winner, and you won the whole thing.
Holy cow.
$9,000 worth of goodies.
All right. Christmas came early.
Here's what y'all can ask to borrow from Benjamin. A Traeger Pro Series 22 wood pellet grill from Spring Hill Ace Hardware, a Gulf Coast diving package from Gulf Coast Divers, over 50 pounds of bacon and sausage, and $125 in venison processing, a camo ice chest and ammo from Monroe Sausage, a Browning hunting outfitting package from Quint Sporting Goods, a Legacy 223 hunting rifle and scope from Styx River Shooting Center, his and hers Costa sunglasses and accessories from Sunglass World, and a 5x8 utility trailer with radial tires, LED lights, treated wood floor, removable fold-down gate, heavy-duty jack, and safety chains from Trailer Sales Alabama. Benjamin, it's all yours.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate all you do for the community, and I'm ready to go play outside.
Thank you, and thank you for listening.
Go play outside with all your new toys from FM Talk 106.5.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
It's the Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is the Car Doctor, Kevin Raymond, along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. And we do have one of our sponsors online, Joe Brown from your CBD store.
Westmobile, yes. Yeah. Joe, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Tom, I'm doing great. Thanks for letting me call in.
You know what? A lot of people don't realize now that just about every place that we go in the city, we see CBD products. And we find people were from hardware stores to, hey, I bought lotto tickets in Florida, and they had CBD products sitting all around. And they said, if you want them, they're sitting there. You know, I'm going like, well, how does this work? I don't know. Well, I said, well, how does this work? Is this supposed to be pretty good here? Just asking questions. And they said, I don't know. We just, you know, it's sitting there. If you want to buy it, go ahead. But, right. You know, that's neat that you guys and your CBD store in West Mobile, that's all you sell, man, is CBD products. And then not only that, you try to educate the people that, about what CBD products are and how they work.
Well, that's correct. I mean, we talk about educating and empowering people because, you know, the CBD is sold everywhere, but they can't dedicate their time. I mean, your hairdresser can't take time out from cutting your hair to,
right.
to tell you about CBD. Right. And so that's what we do.
Well, another thing that we're seeing, Joe, is I see every internet page that you get on, or just about any outfit that you get on, you open the computer, you're going to be on to somebody to sell a CBD product. And I understand from what I just seen is a couple of reports that they're saying 75% to 80% of the products that are being sold on the internet aren't 100% proof or 100% positive. They got all kind of stuff in the darn stuff, and it's not really CBD.
Yeah, I have a report actually that's in my store that was written October 31st of this year, where they did test 80 different products off of Amazon and found it. You know, it contained no CBD at all, actually contained too much THC by law, and just really don't know what you're getting, you know, unless you have somebody to stand behind it. And technically, Amazon doesn't even sell CBD if you ask them on their page, but everybody goes in around it but a different way.
Right.
And the other thing about Amazon is they're not supporting your community.
No.
And that's one of the big things that I've always done in my other business and personal life. And this December, I'll have a program that's called 12 Days of Christmas. And I've only been up for 5 months, and I decided about a month ago that I was going to do this, and I'm going to give away $1,200 to 12 area charities. Well, at least $1,200. I'm going to donate a percentage of my sales and guarantee $100 to 12
charities. Well, that's a guaranteed a prorated portion, though. It could be more than that.
Correct.
Okay.
And I've got like the Jake TV Foundation, Mobile Baykeeper, United Way of Southwest Alabama, Penelope House, Mobile Botanical Gardens, Mobile Ooh. Theater Guild, Joe Jefferson Playhouse, Church Street Graveyard Society, Waterfront Rescue Mission, CCA Alabama, and Mobile Arts Council. It's a wide variety. You can go on my Facebook page, and we'll be drawing and assigning them different days. And so they'll all have their own day, be able to set up in my store and hand out information and talk to customers about what makes their charity or nonprofit, you know, a good part of what makes Mobile good.
Right. Well, what is your website listing now? How do they get to that?
It's Your CBD Store, West Mobile, Alabama.
Okay, Your CBD Store, West Mobile.
You just put that in there, and it'll pull it up.
Okay. What is your local phone number if anybody needs to call you about some of the products that you have or if you have a product available?
Yes, it's 251-260-3223.
I didn't get that. Give it back to us.
It's 251-260-3223.
3223. And what's your hours of business and what days are you open, Joe?
I'm open 6 days a week, 10 to 6 on Monday through Friday, 10 to 5 on Saturday.
Okay.
We'll be closed Thanksgiving, and we will have Black Friday specials and small business specials this coming Friday and Saturday. And actually a week from Friday, we'll have 106.5 Sean Sullivan at a remote at our store. So we've got a lot going on between the 12 Days of Christmas charity event.
Awesome.
Black Friday specials,
106 remote. We're very excited about being a part of the community.
That's awesome. And it's great that, just like we were talking with Nick, with Ed's, the fact that you guys are local and you're putting monies back into this locale. And one of the reasons that I like it is you're helping to support our veterans as well with a discount.
That's correct. All veterans, we appreciate your service and theirs. Veterans in active duty get 15% off their orders all the time.
That's awesome.
All the time.
You did an unbelievable thing there on Veterans Day too. I think 50% off one item or 22% off everything. So that was whichever was the best discount. That was an awesome thing you did for our vets as well.
Well, in conjunction with all the stuff we do for veterans and all the area charities, and what we want to do is we may sell CBD, but what we do is we provide hope. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that I'm getting doctor referrals from,
right,
neurologists,
right,
Oncologists, orthopedics, and it's very happy that they're starting to accept this, and it won't be long before it's going to be a major part of healthcare.
Well, I tell you, it's really an unbelievable product. Kevin is familiar with my son. My son had over in Pensacola, had open heart surgery, and I had to have a titanium valve put in, and he was not able to work there for over a year. And naturally, with all that stuff going on, they had him on all kind of opioids and all kind of stupid stuff. So then when he decided that it was necessary for him to go back to work, then he had to get off of all of that stuff so he could pass the drug test, because he's works for a car dealership and sells cars. So he just couldn't get off of it cold turkey. So I got him some of the CBD products from your store and took it to him, made a special trip over there, and he started taking it, and he got off of it. Within 30 days, he was clean and was able to take the drug test and pass it, and he's back to work selling Beamers. So thank you, Lord. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. It's always a positive to hear feedback like that. Some of our best performing stores. I'm part of a nationwide chain, so we have a source of knowledge that's unmatched. We have 500 stores and 500 owners that share success stories like that, so that all the other owners know what refer to.
Well, you're getting daily feedback then.
Yes, sir.
Man, that is unbelievable, Joe. We really appreciate having you on tonight. We think we brought some additional information to our listening audience here about the CBD store West Mobile and Joe Brown and all that you're doing for the community. We appreciate it. We appreciate you working with us on the show.
Well, Tom, thank you. And just to your listeners out there, if they come in and say they heard me on the Tom Claxton show, I'll give them 10% off their sale.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. You don't, and if they're a vet, they get an extra 5%.
Correct.
Well, don't forget the car doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, as well now.
That's right.
Well, thank you, Tom.
Thank you, buddy. You have a blessed one, Joe. And if I don't see you before Thanksgiving, you guys have a blessed day.
Thank you, you too.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. That's cool. He's got an awesome facility out there, and very, very knowledgeable. We'll take time to talk to you when you go in there. Got a little charts that he'll give you on top of it. I don't know anything about all this milligrams and
What you should be taking.
Yeah,
what's right, wrong.
You could get a 30 milliliter bottle, all right, which has a 1 milliliter dropper in it, and then you can buy 1,000 milligrams, 750 milligrams, or 500 milligrams in a bottle.
Right.
Well, if you buy that, each one of those has a different formula on how you need to take it.
Right.
And he'll give you the chart, and you don't have to try to remember it.
Exactly.
Give it to me and write it, because I'm going to forget it, dude.
Looks like we got a caller online, too. Caller, you with us?
Yeah, how y'all doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. Y'all were talking about wintertime driving earlier, and I just wanted to throw this out there. I've been driving semis for a long time, and I always said that I would rather deal with a foot of snow and ice up north than I had a quarter inch of snow and ice down here in the south.
Yep.
Because we're not prepared for it at all.
Nope.
And I just wanted to let – I had an old seasoned veteran one time tell me, Sonny, you know how fast you supposed to drive on ice? And I said, well, no, not really. He said, you go as fast as you feel like you want to wreck going. If you want to wreck going 20, you drive 20. If you want to wreck going 80, you drive 80.
Yep.
So I always took that to heart, but I just let people know to be aware of it, especially on these bridges and things.
Yep.
And a rule of thumb I've always followed, if the roads are kind of wet and the temperature starts dropping, I would always look at my trailer back there, and if I stopped seeing the wet spray come off of the trailer tires, I knew I better be aware that it wasn't wet no more. It was freezing.
Right. So, right.
Just wanted to let people know that, be aware of it this winter. We don't deal with it much down here, but when we do, it can be very nasty. But just like I said, we're simply just not prepared for it down here.
Yeah, well, I do appreciate you calling in and giving everybody that tip. That's a good point. When you quit seeing the spray coming off the tires, that means it's frozen on the
exactly.
roads and turn into ice. And it doesn't take much ice to be a real problem for sure. But looks like it's time for us to take another break, and we'll be back after these messages.
I stopped at a roadhouse in Texas. A little place called Hamburger Dan. I heard that old jukebox playing a song about a truck driving man. So pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. I'll put a quarter in the jukebox and play the truck driving man.
If you're looking for piping, two locally owned and operated companies have all the answers: Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast. APS provides construction, landscaping, civil engineering, and sewer system piping, and they pride themselves on providing prompt service and on-time delivery. Their customer service is second to none. APS also specializes in erosion control, soil and water separation, and slope and channeling control products in a variety of materials designed to fit your specific applications. Universal Precast specializes in storm boxes and industrial storm drains and covers. No job is too large or too small. Call David Jones and the professionals at Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast for all your piping needs. Located at 5721 Highway 90 West, Mobile. Call 653-1399. That's 653-1399. Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now, 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raymond, along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. But we do have a text here from Michelle, Rapid Ray's daughter. We have a 1999 GMC Safari van. Makes a loud tire-type noise when drive about 40 mile per hour or faster. Change lane, it does not change the noise. They put the van in neutral, sound stays the same downhill. All four tires are almost brand new. Well, it may not be a tire noise. You may actually have a bearing noise that they're very similar. Usually a bearing noise. If you swerve fairly aggressively, if it's a bearing, it will change one way or the other. Tires generally do not do that. And when you say when they're almost new, you know, low mileage, even as low as 10 or 15,000 miles, you know, or less, I've seen it somewhere around 7 or 8,000 miles. If they're not rotated properly, they can get cupped, and that cuppage will cause it. Now, with all that being said, there are tire tread patterns that are noisier than others. You know, most of your more aggressive all-season tires, they are a little more noisy than your highway tread stuff. So it may just be the brand and tread pattern of the tire. So just one of those things you have to look at and make sure you want to make sure you don't have a bearing problem. If you don't have a bearing problem and the tires are not cupped at all, it's probably just the pattern of the tire itself. So, but we'll talk a little bit about my employers. A little bit, UJ.
It would
Chevrolet.
Be nice. Yeah. So say to one side and you'll check.
Yeah, well, that's always good.
Yeah.
That's always good. I appreciate him doing that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. But I tell you, you know, we've got so many new vehicles in here lately. You know, we've been just overrun with deliveries on our new stuff here. Trying to build back up from the strike.
So the pipeline is pretty much built up.
Well, yeah, we're getting there. It's running me crazy because we're trying to get all of those cars prepped and ready for the lot.
Well, now, wait a minute.
When they show up at 40 at a time, it's a little
tough.
Let me
aggravate you a little bit there. But you're talking about you're in the service department.
Mm-hmm.
You are the service department. You and your people.
Yeah.
And you get a new car in, and it's just come out from the factory.
Mm-hmm.
So what the hell's it got to go to the service department for? Well, let's bring that. I'm sure I've had some people ask me, so why you got to put a car in the shop when you just get it in? It's brand new.
Right. Well, you know, they don't put everything on the car before they ship it. I mean, there's wheel covers and there's, the floor mats, tag brackets and little things.
All of the small accessories.
The small accessory stuff. There's some accessories that you order. They'll place order for a vehicle, and, you know, the basic vehicles run down the line, but, you know, maybe we wanted the different floor mats and we wanted different
tires or...
Well, sometimes tires and wheels. Sometimes it's moldings on the side, or
if it's a pickup truck, it could be numerous things.
Yeah, it could be an illuminated bow tie, or, you know, the black bow ties front and rear, or, you know, just a lot of little things. That stuff is not put on the assembly line.
Okay.
We have to put it on at the dealership.
So that's put on locally.
And,
now, what else? What about mechanically in the cars? I mean,
well, and it's more of a. We're going to charge the battery, you know, and we do it in a way, you know, it's a very structured way where we get a printout afterwards. It's a 20-minute charge to make sure the battery is good and hot before it goes out on a lot. We're setting air pressures in the tires because they usually send them a little overinflated, so we have to bring them down to the right pressure. You know, we're going to test everything, make sure even though the factory, you know, did their quality inspection, we're checking them.
So it's kind of a last shot at quality
making
sure that there is not something that's been overlooked.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think that's great. You know,
I'd rather know. Over the years, I've seen some strange things come off the truck.
Yeah.
You know, years ago, I've seen a Chevrolet truck come in with a GMC tailgate on it. You know,
say what?
Or, I mean, it hadn't been that long ago. We had one come in with little center caps on the wheels. You know, one side was Chevrolet, one side was GMC. So you know, they're built on the same assembly line.
Well, you know, one of the things that I was thinking about is the fact that those things usually come in on those big car haulers, and there's 9 or 10 units on there.
Right.
And we've got, you know, it could come through hail. It could come through some, you know, some kid on a darn overpass throwing a piece of gravel or something over there and putting a ding in the hood or you know, cracking the windshield and what have you.
Well, and that's one of the things. Once it leaves my side of the shop, it goes to our detail department. And of course, it gets cleaned up inside and out and ready for you to look at. Because trust me, they're not clean. They're not, you know, they're not ready for the
They've been on a 1,000-mile trip somewhere probably.
Right. You know, I mean,
exposed to all the elements and everything.
Yep. You know, there's bugs that hit them and everything else. You got to get it all cleaned up and, you know, dressed up. It's a brand new vehicle. It needs to look like a brand new vehicle. So
it's quality control, last inspection.
Yeah, you know, and we inspect them when they come off the truck, you know, for any kind of damage. We have had damage. You know, it's, you know, I've seen them. They get off the interstate and they're coming up Airport Boulevard, and, you know, airport's not bad, but I have had them back when I worked at another dealership that they had to get out on Dolphin Street. If they made the wrong turn and went west instead of east on Dolphin, there's a whole bunch of low-hanging oak trees.
Oh, my Lord, yes. And, now I know what you're talking about.
Yep, and they have knocked the roofs out of several of them. But once you get there, they're stuck. They got to go.
Yeah.
And I had to go up and find a way to turn around and come back, and there's no way
avoiding. Well, now, all that being said, now, I more readily understand why you can't just take it off of that truck and, you know, and pull the papers off of it and put it on the line.
Right.
It's not ready.
Right. It's not ready to go out there yet.
It's been in a transportation mode.
Yep. And that's one of the things. You know, there actually is a transportation mode on these vehicles where you get in it, crank it up, and the battery light sitting there flashing at you, and, you know, half the stuff's not working on the vehicle. They actually put it in a transportation mode at the manufacturer that we have to take it out of once we get a hold to it, so everything is working.
Okay. Yeah. I knew I'd heard that word before.
Yeah. So they do it to keep the battery charged up. Because these things, you know, depending on where it's at, you know, what's going on, you know, it may be 3, 4, 5 weeks before it gets from, you know, the plant to us, you know.
How about parts? Are we okay with the parts? Are we getting parts in and out of pretty decent?
Well, I'm not going to say we're getting them as we need them like we should, but things are getting better. We're able to get some of the more hard to get parts a little better than we were, but it's still a little bit of a challenge right now. They're playing catch up at the places that are shipping out the big warehouses, it's getting better every day. You know,
okay, cool.
So we'll get beyond that. You know, hopefully we can keep everything going and be good to go.
Well, and that's neat. If you do have the need of a new car, you want to buy your bride one, UJ Chevrolet out on Airport Boulevard is the place to go. If you want to go in and talk to Mr. Ray Winkle about it, you ask for Mr. Ray Winkle, the car doctor, they will find him.
They will find me.
They will find him.
They are tried and true on finding me.
They know how to find
the
car doctor.
But
we also want to bring to your attention the fact that, you know, we've got Thanksgiving Day coming up here. We pray that all of you have a blessed Thanksgiving, all your family's blessed, all of you have a safe trip on the highways. God bless you all. And for all of our vets out there, a big hoorah.
Yep. Thank you for listening to the Car Doctor Show. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving.
Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some have a mind and break. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make.
Despite women being the fastest growing segment of the population for alcohol and drug abuse in the United States,